This is the wrap-up of the previous week's episodes of the Guyer Cook Report. Today is April the 5th, and there's a part of me that wants to say Shazam, but I won't, because I'm sure others have said it other times, other ways. The episodes, we started off talking about mobile this week, and we kind of stayed with that theme. The first topic we covered was the episode about having your website be mobile-ready. And the software that you build your website with, whether it's Drupal or Joomla or WordPress, there are ways that you can make that be mobile-ready and have a better effort for your content as a result of that. So be sure that your website software is mobile-ready, your framework, whatever. Then once you get that done, you want to prepare your content for mobile-first indexing by Google. They announced that mobile versions of the site are going to be listed first. They're going to give that priority, and so I want you to give that priority in your planning, your efforts. Make sure you're focused on having the correct relative canonical and relative alternate link elements technology. Was an episode. It's in the show notes. If you go to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com, you'll see it there, as long with the other episodes. We've got several hundred. And three reasons why your B2B website needs to be mobile ready. And they talked about how most researchers, when they're working for a company and the guy says, hey, go find out about blah, 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 they're going to use a mobile phone to do that. Well, if you have that content, but you're not mobile ready, are they going to come back? Probably not. They're going to find out that they can get the information from another website that is mobile ready and visit that one again and again to get the information. So you have a good weekend. I hope that everything comes out great. And on Monday, we're going to have some more details on mobile about how to be the winner in that jungle called mobile content delivery. And this has been an episode that I thank you for taking time out of your day. That is the wrap up. And in order to have it be a complete wrap up, and thanks to the people that support our effort, namely the patrons. We sure appreciate your help. Also want to thank the people that make this work for delivery of the content. The people at Podbean, that team does a lot of support efforts, and I appreciate that. The people with Google, of course, their efforts at putting out good information are a key part of this effort. And many other social channels throughout the internet. I think I counted up podcast listening portals. We're up to about 18, I think, that carry the content. So thanks to all of those people. I better just say it's a wrap.